Dawn glimmered through the trees onto the river moss. Fizz Kalongtooth lay asleep in his cabin, gradually coming awake to the sound of voices outside his cabin door.
You tell him, Glamour. 'Twas you what found him.
Fertie's remark was followed by the cook's denial.
How now, mate? You'd seen him afore I did. I was only the one who tripped up over him on me way to the galley.
Jungo interrupted Glamour.
Why don't yous both tell the captain together?
Fertie rounded on him irately.
Why don't you tell him, Big Mouth? Go on, march in there and say, Cap'n, I got news for you. Codger's dead.
The cabin door flew open, knocking Fertie flat and smacking the rat cook in her bulging stomach. Vizca grabbed Jungo by the neck.
Me brother, dead! Where? Ow!
The hapless weasel's windpipe was constricted. He gurgled.
Go on, the cabin, you croaky me!
Glamour rubbed her stomach with one paw, gesturing with the other.
Over there by the mast. He's over there.
The golden fox rushed to the spot, hardly paying any attention to the crumpled figure of his brother. He stared wildly around, yelling,
Where's the stripehound and that edge pig?
Bilger, who had just appeared on deck, took in the situation at a glance.
Go on, Captain.
It was the wrong thing to say. Vizca felled him with a hard blow and jumped up and down on him, roaring.
I can see they're gone, muttered. But who saw them? And where have they gone to?
The rest of the crew had turned out to see what all the commotion was about. Vizca rounded on them.
Don't just stand there. Do something. Go and track them.
Keeping a distance, Glamour the cook called out.
None of them can track, Captain. We ain't got a trail follower aboard.
Vizca kicked the prone form of Bilger.
Then go and find one and bring him back here.
There was a mass scramble as the vermin followed Bilger to the rail. No beast wanted to stay aboard with their captain in his present mood. About 10 made it into the river when Vizca halted the rest.
Get back here! It don't take all of yous to find a tracker. Line up there where I can see you.
The remainder of the crew formed a haphazard line. They stood staring at the deck as Vizca paced up and down in front of them, glaring.
What a crew, eh? You spends your lives snoring and eating. Ha! That's when you're not swigging grog. Letting prisoners escape, that's all you're good for.
He went to the tiller and leaned on it, shaking his head.
And there's my poor brother, deader than a stone. Codged was worth more than all of you put together. Now he's got to be laid to rest. Jugleg, Patchy, find some sailcloth and wrap Codge up in it. Binds it round with that chain so he'll sink. Fertie, make up some nice fitting words to say for when me brother goes overboard.
The two stoats, Dogleg and Patchy, parcelled the carcass of Codge up in a length of sailcloth. They bound it with the chain which Goroth had been locked to. Six crew beasts bore the bundle to the rail, where they balanced it. Fertie stepped forward at a nod from his captain and dirged the eulogy he had hurriedly put together about Codge.
Parcelled up in sail and chain. We won't see young Codge again. He's going down where the fishes play. One shovel sends him on his way, while all his good old shipmates wail for one poor fox without a tail.
Vizca gave the bundle its required shove, sending it overboard. The golden fox wiped water from his eye, which some of the crew mistook for a tear, but it was only caused by a splash as Codge hit the river. A shout came from the bank foliage.
Ahoy, Captain! We found you a tracker!